Let's go to the other line. This portion of the Morning Mess sponsored by and brought to you by Bertram Financial out of Mineral Point. We're going to talk with retirement planning expert and author Michelle Bertram. Michelle helps you create your dream retirement using her dream retirement process. Hey, Michelle, good morning. Hello to you. What are you thinking about today in terms of retirement today?
Good morning. Well, I'm sorry. First, I missed last week. We were actually at an advisor summit in Rome, Italy. So it was the middle of the afternoon, and we were probably out doing something.
Wow. How was your weather in Rome? How was that?
It was hot, like 100 degrees, but not as humid as here. So only 30% humidity. So it felt, you know, still hot, but at least not as muggy. So it was a good time. Learned and talked to some of the other top advisors in the country. And then, of course, did some sightseeing in Rome, saw the Colosseum. We actually went over to Venice for a day, too. So it was a good trip, and the boys had fun, too.
Oh, wow. Okay, so a great family trip as well. But you did business. So what did you learn? What do you want to talk about today?
Well, as I was going to talk about, one of the main points that our key takeaways that I wanted to bring up that it's actually been something on our mind a lot, and we've talked about it a lot, is with interest rates and taking advantage of the higher rates right now while they last. And we've talked to lots of, you know, people over the year, and we've, you know, people will go, hey, I got 5% in a CD, and, you know, that's great for, you know, short-term money or liquid money with the higher rates. But with the Fed talking about a rate cut, which is one of the things that we talked about there at the conference too, that they've announced they're going to cut rates. And if they do, rates are going to start dropping, not just with CDs, of course, but also with longer-term instruments, you know, with any of the fixed rates, whether it's fixed annuities or the caps on index annuities that are right now over, you know, 10%. Those things will start dropping too. So the question becomes, and again, this was the point brought up, and this is the point we've been making. You don't want to just lock something in for 5% for, you know, 11 months if that's your long-term kind of growth money. You know, if it's fine if it's liquid short-term cash that you might need. But if it's money that, you know, you have excess cash, you have more money than you need in cash, you want to lock those rates in for longer than, you know, a couple months, especially with the news of the rates dropping. So you can lock in, you know, over 5% in a fixed rate vehicle for anywhere from 5 years to 10 years. You can lock in higher cap rates too. So if you have money sitting in cash or even in CDs, but it's a short term, you know, guaranteed, and we are not sure what's going to happen, you know, obviously if the interest rates reduce, you're going to be looking, you know, now for a place for that money when that comes due. You want to give us a call. We want to show you how different options to take advantage of locking in these better rates for a longer period.
Well, yeah, that's amazing if you can lock in that 5%, because I know that the Fed's talking about, I was surprised by this. I saw or heard this yesterday on Bloomberg, is that they're thinking that the Fed would maybe cut interest rates by a half a percentage right away at one time, right away in September. And so suddenly, you know, and of course that means that then the bank rates are going to go probably lower than that, in terms of a reduction.
Right. And that's exactly what we're talking about how what the Feds are announcing, and they're talking about the rate cuts, so that's going to drastically, of course, affect fixed rates that you can get at the bank. It's also going to affect some of these longer-term fixed rates, and you won't be able to lock it in. You know, you'll be able to lock in a rate. It just won't be over 5%, right? So we really have a limited period here in the next month to lock in these longer rates before they start dropping. And, of course, it's not going to drop from 5 to, you know, 2 overnight, but it's going to drop pretty, and it depends on how fast the Feds drop rates. It is going to affect these rates quickly. So if, again, any money that's sitting on the sidelines, or you know you haven't wanted to put it in the market, or you've taken it and put it in some, you know, if there's a couple hundred thousand in CDs that are only guaranteeing that rate for a short period, you know, some of these products too offer kind of upfront interest in the form of a bonus, anywhere up to 10% to kind of overcome that too. Now, you are not probably going to lock in the 5%, could lock in higher caps. So, I mean, there's many options that you can look at to take advantage of these higher rates during the next month. So, again, if there's money in cash or excess money in cash, or even CDs that are not guaranteed for more than a few months, this is the time to chat, because, again, 6 months from now, it's going to be a different, actually, even 2 months from now, this could be a quite different conversation.
Absolutely. There you go. Make sure that you connect with Michelle and check out all of her blogs and all of her free resources as well. She is at creatingyourdreamretirement.com. The website is creatingyourdreamretirement.com. You get information in terms of how to contact her directly, but the information is there. Or you can just call her at 608-987-1511. 608-987-1511. Locking in interest at 5% or for a longer period of time? That's the information today from retirement planning expert and author Michelle Bertram. The preceding brought to you by and sponsored by Bertram Financial.